Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And a big warm welcome to Chami Panchihiwa from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences. You're currently in the midst of a Master of Health Psychology, is that right?
Yes, good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you have just conducted a recent study with the University of Auckland about wearing hospital gowns and how it affects patients' feelings of vulnerability and powerlessness.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about the beginnings of this research. Why have you decided to do it? Where did you come up with the idea, and where did it take you?
Okay, well, I've actually finished my master's now, so
okay. Yay. Fantastic.
Yeah, so the Master of Health Psychology is a two-year program in which the second year is a research year. So as part of that, I conducted some research with my clinical supervisor, Professor Elizabeth Broadbent, looking at the patient hospital gown and the impact it has on the patient experience.
What was the inspiration? What was the inspiration for it?
I guess for me personally, I like to look at things sort of that are big picture, look at systemic issues, look at things that we can improve that are perhaps not really noticed within the healthcare system that could make a meaningful difference to the patient experience.
It is a strange experience going into a hospital because you immediately feel vulnerable, let alone being dressed in a hospital gown.
That's right.
Now, can you describe the methodology of your study and why you decided on a mock hospital admission? Talk us through it.
Yeah, so in the process of sort of looking into what's already available, we found that there's actually no quantitative research that shows a relationship between the gown wearing and what we found to be as a dehumanisation experience. So that's simply exactly what you mentioned before, this experience of walking into, say, a healthcare provider's space and feeling like, you know, you've given up who you are, you're wearing a gown, you have a wristband, you are in very sterilised rooms. So because there was nothing, we wanted to really see whether, you know, there is a quantitative relationship, a causation that we could establish. So we set up a randomised controlled trial. So what that means is we put people into two different groups. And the story we had to sort of recruit the people was that they're going to help us with evaluating a normal patient hospital admission interview. Mm. So that was sort of the backstory. So people were recruited and then they were randomized into either to wear a gown or to wear their own clothes to attend this interview. So from there,
I mean, what were some of the most striking differences in behavior or language between participants wearing gowns and those just in their own clothes?
So it's really interesting. So in terms of sort of, you know, what we actually looked at, after the interview, the participants got to share their experience. So we got to heard firsthand from them how the experience was. But initially, because I was the one sort of managing the setup and the interview process, so I could see how uncomfortable the gown actually made the participants, just even being offered, you know, hey, would you like to wear this gown? And it's part of just a normal hospital admission. It makes things easy for the care team, and you know, they were very, very reluctant, to say the least.
Whereabouts were you doing it? Were you doing it by the university? Is it the medical school up there? And
yeah,
you have some rooms which are quite clinical up there as well.
That's right.
I mean, how would you say obviously the clothing, but the room contributes to the situation, yeah, or the experience?
So the research took place at the Clinical Research Centre at Grafton, and this is where medical students, nursing students, so everybody who's in the healthcare program sort of have their exams and practice sessions prior to graduation. So actually it's set up as realistically as possible to mirror a real-life healthcare provider space. So that's where the research took place.
Did any of the participant responses surprise you or challenge your initial expectations of what they might be experiencing in these situations?
So I think what was really interesting for us is because we didn't specifically outright say we're looking at the gown, we set it up as a normal interview evaluation process. It was interesting that the participants then, in the way they described the experience, actually use the words that we find in the literature where people describe the experience of wearing the gown. So they used words like feeling powerless, it impacting how vulnerable they felt, sort of about the patient role. So these were things that were not mentioned at all throughout the whole research process, but they themselves brought up.
Now, as an alternative to your classic old school hospital gown, you guys have suggested kimono style gowns as a potential alternative. What makes them a better option? And are there any other design changes that could improve patient? I guess we're talking about dignity here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, one of the main messages from our research is, first of all, ask the question, does this person need to be wearing a gown? And then if they do need to be wearing a gown for whatever reasons, can we make that a dignified experience where we promote the autonomy and competence and, make that experience something that is not traumatic going forward? So for that, anything that offers more coverage really is what is recommended. So a kimono style, a wraparound style gown would offer more coverage, or even, hospital pyjamas. And better yet, if they can get into their own clothes, that is probably the best.
In addition to changing gowns, within the healthcare system, what role do the healthcare professionals themselves, their words or interactions play in helping patients feel more comfortable?
Really great question. Mm. And I think this is sort of probably the most important message that we wanted to highlight through our research. Is that often there are things within our health system that are so just processes that have been there for decades and decades, and we just do it. It's normalized. Mm. As healthcare providers, we don't even realize that this is happening. Every day we turn up, we do our job. But actually for the person coming in, it might be their first experience. It might be a terrifying experience. So really remembering, pausing that this is a person. And what does this person need to feel well, and not just physically well, but psychologically, spiritually, holistically well? And if part of that is something like, being in your own clothes or being able to listen to some music, being able to have some pictures of your family around you while you're in hospital, why not? Mm. And these are essentially free things. They don't cost a lot of money or time, in fact, in a climate where everything is very, very stressful and we're very limited in terms of resources. I think this is something that everybody can do to just be more mindful of, what does this person in front of me need rather than a patient or a condition that you're treating.
And one last question for you. What do you think are the next steps for this area of research?
So I think, as you mentioned, we did this in a clinical, in a research setting, not in real life, not in a hospital or a GP practice or anything like that. So we'd love to be able to do this same study, but in an actual clinical environment, because what we predict is that the results will be even more significant.
Because you've probably got some health outcomes as well that you can measure, right?
That's right. Mm. And also, in this research study we did, these were people, participants from the community.
Excellent. Chami Panchihiwa from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, thank you so much for making your way into BFM this morning, and all the best for your future research.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.